on to gifted and talented.
Now we'll do the Javits right. Grant. Dr. Williamson.
Okay, well, we have, and I can't get this to come on. We have a $323,000 grant over the next 5 years, totaling $1.5 million if we're funded all 5 years. And this grant is going to be focused on working with Johns Hopkins CTE to help us develop an online repository where we're going to be able to house activities that systems are doing within their own systems. But what we found was that we have, although we have a definition for gifted and talented, and we think that we have criteria for it, it's being implemented differently across all of the systems. And so you saw in your transmittal that there are so many different versions of what's going on out there. We think this is going to help us bring some continuity to what we're doing. So there are two pieces to this grant. One will be developing the resources. The other will be helping to research and develop an equitable state policy and supporting guidelines. So hopefully within the next several years, we'll have one that will be consistent across the state.
Well, sorry. The ESSA plan, as I recall it, didn't give us several years.
No, we have two goals here, and hopefully we'll have this in place by then. But I think we have a set of definitions that we just need to bring some closure to how they are going to be implemented. I think we do have a definition. I just think it's not being implemented consistently across our districts.
No, that was said to us in the process
Correct.
Of forming the ESSA plan.
Exactly.
And I believe our guidance back was we need to have a means of common metrics, at least, whereby we can measure it for ESSA purposes.
Yes.
And that was on a faster timeline than several years.
Well, I was speaking to what's going to happen over the next several years, but I think the first piece that's happening with this
yeah.
is going to be the development of the resource center,
mm-hmm.
the online piece, and then pulling together these definitions. And I would have to look at Susan to see if that's correct. And this was written before you all did your ESSA piece, so we're going to try and ramp up our timeline, but this was developed before that. So we have to work within the guidelines of whatever our grant is.
And this is a five-year grant. And the Javits program is continuing. It's not been block granted. It is its own independent program
at
still.
At this point. To the best of our knowledge.
Okay. Dr.
But
Lee.
According to this memo, the last line, though, is that we're supposed to know by the end of the school year, 2017 to 2018, the gifted and talented student category, right, because we're supposed to track it. So it's going to be hard to track it without a consistent definition across the state. So that it seems like that should be a priority, right, of this grant.
Well, I think both these goals are priorities. And I was not involved in writing, so I would have to look back to the person that was involved in writing to make sure that I'm communicating it correctly. She nods her head. I'm assuming I'm communicating correctly. We will get this as fast a timeline as possible, but I don't know what that timeline is. I don't have that information at this moment.
Okay. Well, the others.
Is Susan speak?
Sure.
Dr. Salmon?
Yes, Susan.
Better come up to a mic, though.
Lend some credence to this here.
Yeah, I mean, there are a couple of different moving parts here. One is an ESSA plan obligation for purposes
right.
of reporting.
Mm-hmm.
Another is a programming activities
right.
and database activities.
Exactly. You just said it. And as Dr. Williamson said, we wrote this grant hoping for the funding prior to the action by the board. And what we will do now is to mesh the two. One of them was we saw a need, and we applied for a grant to be able to come up with a policy. The timeline for year one is to convene all the LEA decision makers, not the gifted and talented teachers, but the decision makers to come to some consensus, and hopefully that will accomplish what was the last line in the transmittal memo, which directly quoted from what this board put into the ESSA plan. So we hope that this will help facilitate that.
Well, it something needs to.
Yes, we're aware of that task, and hopefully it will align with this grant so that we can use the resources and our partners and so forth. We were already on the track to comply with what, whether we were funded or not. Being funded is a benefit.
Okay. And the grant can go for programming activities and the
Absolutely.
Sort of database that you're seeking to accumulate and so on.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Right.
Other questions, comments on this?
I just had an observation.
Go ahead. Observations.
I'm really happy that so now the budget, the state budget that has gifted and talented, can actually now have an entry. Yeah. Federal money for gifted and talented, right?
It's federal money. It's not
yes.
state
well,
money.
It's, a federal it's very category. Focused right. on the goals
yes.
of this yeah. grant.
But at least
so
it's not zero.
That's true.
Yeah. Good.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you.
That was Susan Spinato for the board's information.